1 second from half court.
Jumping for joy.
First ever.
A 2-on-1.
Oh. Did he bring it in?
He did.
It is.
This broadcast is a production of greensports.net, your source for Greene County sports.
Greensports.net presented by First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. People you know, people you can trust. Also brought to you by Scenic Dream Fields, making your dream field come true. By McCracken Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy. By Iron Synergy, creating tomorrow's energy today. By Waynesburg University, grow with us at Waynesburg. By Cornerstone Care, creating healthier tomorrows today. By Kinetic, internet better. By Shaft Drillers International, combined strength, unparalleled resources. By Visit Greene, Greene County has something for everyone. Visitgreene.org. By the Washington County College Center, operated by the Community College of Beaver County. By Valley View Farm, a premier wedding and event venue. ValleyViewFarmVenue.com. By Camera Bartolotta for Pennsylvania Senate. Find out more at CameraForSenate.com. By Royal Ivy Rentals. When planning your next event, call on Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. And by the Greene County Messenger, the county's number one news source since 1990. Hi, friends, and good afternoon. Welcome to Trinity Middle School, where today we'll have two Greene County teams in a doubleheader as they try to make their way to the WPIAL semifinals. Hi, I'm Nate Brigati. Alongside me, Brandon Bennett and Brett Gambita on our production crew today. First game of our doubleheader features the West Greene Pioneers and the Southside Rams. West Greene earning the number 3 seed, one of 3 teams to get a bye in this Class 1A section. 12-7 overall in the season, 8-2 out of the section with those two losses to number 2 overall seed Carmichael's. Southside, meanwhile, earning the number 6 seed after finishing the year at 10-8, 7-3 out of the section, finishing in second place tied with Swickley Academy, but behind the perennial powerhouse at this point in Union. The team's getting back to their dugouts here on this artificial surface as we welcome you inside the Iron Synergy pregame show. When we come back, we'll take a look at this Class 1A bracket, how these teams got here, and the other teams going around Class 1A this afternoon when we come back. This is the Iron Synergy pregame show.
What would our community look like without First Federal of Greene County? The fundraising event without a sponsor. The sports team with no name on the back of the jersey. Fortunately, we don't have to wonder. At First Federal of Greene County, we're proud to be your community partner. We make a choice every day to support you, your passions, your needs. Next time you have the option of how to bank, where to get your mortgage loan, who to work with, we hope you keep your local bank in mind. By supporting us, you're supporting the places you live, work, and play. You're supporting your neighbors and friends, because together we can make our community stronger. Together we can give back. Together we can help those in need. Together we can.
My dream field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Who better to get your pharmaceutical services from than local familiar faces you can trust? Here at McCracken Pharmacy, we aim to provide just that. Our mission is to take care of you in Greene County. We are a full-service pharmacy that offers an auto-refill program that arranges all of the patient's medications so that they are filled at the same time each month. We provide a full line of adult vaccinations, which are available to the general public without appointment. Don't hesitate to use our friendly delivery services, which bring medications to homes all over Greene County. Check out our website, McCrackenPharmacy.com, and download our app. McCracken Pharmacy, 595 East High Street in Waynesburg.
Back here at Trinity Middle School, getting set for our first game in our doubleheader. West Greene taking on Southside in the WPIL Class 1A softball quarterfinals. A couple other quarterfinals happening today as well. Right after this one, we'll have it for you here on Greene Sports and NFHS. Carmichael's, the number 2 overall seed, taking on Swickley Academy, the number 7 seed. Other games today, Sarah Catholic is the number 4 seed. They take on Jefferson Morgan. That game tonight at 6 o'clock at Pleasant Valley. And, of course, Union, the number 1 overall seed, also with a bye. That game underway right now. That started at 3 o'clock against the number 8 seed, Jeanette. Winners advance to the semifinals. Those will be played on Thursday afternoon. This is a rematch of last year's quarterfinals. West Greene and Southside met on the same side of the bracket. West Greene winning that game 4-3 in extra innings. Billy Sims hoping to get it done in 7 innings here this afternoon. This could be the same exact matchups that we had a season ago. Union, Sarah, J.M. Carmichael's, West Greene. We could be looking at the same 4 semifinalists from a season ago, and we could end up with 3 out of 4 teams in the Class 1A semifinals out of Greene County, but everyone chasing Union. Just to tell you how good softball's been in Class 1A out of Greene County, since 2012, only have there been 2 times where a Greene County team has not made the WPIL championship game. That run started back in 2012, back-to-back appearances and losses by Carmichael's, and then Jefferson, 2014, no Greene County team. Chartiers, Houston, and Union played in the championship game. Then you have Jefferson Morgan winning the WPIL championship in 2015. Then West Greene went on their run, 16, 17, 18, 19. Skip 2020 because of COVID, although they were the favorite. Probably win a 6 straight there. End up winning 5 straight by coming back in 2021. And then it's Carmichael's with appearances in 22 and 23, and before last year not making the championship game. But Class 1A softball has been very good in Greene County. 3 different teams making championship appearances since 2012. However, Carmichael's has not been able to get over the hump. A couple of championship game appearances. Of course, you had the championship game appearance two years ago where they missed the championship game, lost in the semifinals to Chartiers Houston, and then ended up being the state runner-up, avenging that loss in the state playoffs. West Greene, no stranger to these playoffs since going on that run all the way back to 2016. Billy Sims trying to get another WPIL championship under his belt. Have to get a quarterfinal win over Southside here this afternoon. A beautiful afternoon for softball. The sun beating down on this artificial surface. A little breeze up here on the mountain. You understand why they're called the Trinity Hillers when you're all the way up here on top of the hill. But just a gorgeous, gorgeous afternoon for softball as the Pioneers will try to make the semifinals once again. First playoff action for the Pioneers this year. Southside, though, didn't have that first round bye. Had to take on Beth Center. Now, this tells you anything. That game had to be moved, by the way, to Waynesburg University. It was supposed to be played at Cannon Mack, but got moved to Waynesburg University. Southside just edging out Beth Center 4-3. A one-run game for Southside in that matchup. But think about this. West Green beat Beth Center earlier this year 11-1 and 18-2. It's not apples and oranges, but if you're comparing like opponents, Southside beating Beth Center by a run, West Green's handled that Bulldogs team easily twice already this season. Starting lineups being introduced onto the field right now. We'll step aside. We'll give you those lineups when we come back here on the Iron Synergy pregame show.
Ever wanted to work behind the scenes of a sports broadcast? Waynesburg University's Department of Communication gives you the opportunity to do just that. Our students produce the show, call the action, and tell the story as it happens. Or get involved in the sports information side, taking stats, PA announcing, and delivering the results to a growing sports audience. The Waynesburg University Department of Communication is waiting to hear from you. So what are you waiting for?
For more information, visit waynesburg.edu.
Let's take a look at the starting lineups here on the Iron Synergy pregame show. First, for the what will be the away team, batting first, the Southside Rams as the number six seed. Allie Kemp, the first baseman, lead things off. Emma DeLong will bat second to shortstop. Catcher Ariel Pulcher bats third. And batting fourth is the pitcher, Reagan Tate. Batting fifth, the designated player, Kelly Tingler. Elena Fisher bats sixth. She's the third baseman. Batting seventh at second is Brooke McNary. In the eighth spot is left fielder Addie Graff, and batting ninth in center field, Melodia Pavlovich. The flex player in right is Anna Graff. For the West Green Pioneers, leading off and playing left field, Madeline Roberts. In the two spot at shortstop is Kendra Tharp. Batting third at third base, Emmeline Beasel. Batting in the fourth spot is first baseman Caitlin White. Josie Mason will bat fifth. She's the designated player. In right field and batting sixth is Kylie Davis. Batting seventh and pitching, Sammy Zimmerman. In the eighth spot is second baseman Katie Brudnock. And batting ninth is the catcher, Riley Yeager. Kyler Davis is the flex in center field. National anthem underway here at Trinity. We'll be back in a moment here in the Iron Synergy pregame show.
Kinetic Fiber Internet? It's internet at the speed of light that helps you do everything better. It's a dedicated connection to your home that keeps everyone connected at the same time. It's cutting-edge technology that grows with you and lets you browse, stream, and game with virtually no lag or buffering. Ultra-fast, ultra-reliable Kinetic Fiber Internet. Internet better.
At Shaft Drillers International, we're a world leader in construction. We deliver industry-leading blind bore shaft, abandoned well and new hole drilling, geotechnical, carbon capture, solution mining, and water resource development solutions grounded in integrity, safety, and community. We don't just deliver construction solutions. We volunteer and invest in our community. Visit shaftdrillers.com to learn more and to discover rewarding career opportunities.
The cost of living is crushing Pennsylvania families. Property taxes are too high, electric bills keep climbing, and it's hard to make ends meet and plan for the future. I'm Senator Cameron Bartolotta. I'm working hard to lower taxes so you keep more of what you earn. I'm working to make Pennsylvania more business-friendly to attract investment and grow our economy. I'm committed to lowering your energy costs by protecting reliable, affordable power. On May 19th, I'm asking for your vote so I can keep fighting for a more affordable Pennsylvania. Paid for by Cameron for Senate.
Back here at Trinity, we are ready to go for this first round WPIL playoff game between West Green and Southside. Nate Rigotti alongside Brandon Bennett, Brett Gambita running our one camera. We're having some technical issues with these cameras, so bear with us here this afternoon. Sammy Zimmerman stands in, winds and deals. First pitch to Kemp is a grounder to the shortstop, charging in his Tharp slow roller. A little low throw there, but gets the out over at first. One down.
Number four, Emma DeLong.
And just like that, one out for the West Green defense. Zimmerman in the circle, Yeager behind the dish, the battery. Brings up Emma DeLong. DeLong looks at a ball. DeLong, the shortstop. Zimmerman winds and deals another pitch high. Two balls, no strikes here to the two-spot batter, Emma DeLong. DeLong, a 429 batter on the season, waves and misses at that one. Two balls and a strike. 18 RBIs on the season for DeLong with two home runs. 2-1 pitch misses upstairs. Three balls, one strike the count here to DeLong. After the leadoff ground out by Allie Kemp. 3-1 offering. Called strike, runs the count full. Tell him,
move the whole camera. Yeah, it's the
core. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Or strike three, two outs.
Tyler, you didn't do it.
You're going to have to mess your number 21.
And we are having some serious camera issues. Got one out on one side, and the wireless just went out on the other. Wow, all right. Bear with us, folks. Zimmerman with her first strikeout. Brings up Ariel Pulcher. First pitch to her is a strike. Second pitch in the turf. Zimmerman on the season, a 4.97 ERA, 5-4 overall in the year. Five complete games. Fouls this one away. Does Pulcher. West Green in their blue jerseys with the gold numerals. South side of the gray jerseys with the white pants, high black socks. Fly ball, this one behind the bag. It's second. And a little late backing up, but there to make the grab is the second baseman, Brudnock, and the side is retired. Three up, three down to the top half of the first inning for the South Side. We go to the bottom of the first, scoreless here on greensports.net and the NFHS Network.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small town charm meets wide open adventure.
explore scenic parks and winding trails, visit historic towns, and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
Madeline Roberts, Kendra Tharp, and Emmeline Beasel due to lead things off for West Greene in this inning. Here's the defense for Southside. Reagan Tate in the circle. Ariel Poulcher is behind the dish. At third base, Elena Fisher. Emma DeLong at shortstop. Brooke McNary at second base. And Allie Kemp over at first. Addie Graff in left. Her sister Anna Graff in right. And Melodia Pavlovich is in center field. Getting the start in the circle for Southside is Reagan Tate. Tate this season in the circle for the Rams. A 6.68 ERA, just four appearances for Tate so far this season. Has worked just 14 innings. Ringhoff has done the majority of the work for Southside, but not available. Not in this lineup. As Madeline Roberts stands in. Roberts on the season, a .465 batting average, 7 RBIs, but no extra base hits. The lefty tries that swinging slap and looks at ball one. The fire alarm's going off around us, I think. Tate stands in, winds and deals. The slap to the third baseman. Kemp throw to first, not in time. It's over the first baseman's head. Sorry, Fisher overthrew that ball. Now another base going to be taken here by Roberts. A two-base error on the single by Madeline Roberts. Puts her all the way around at third base. That ball just soared over the head of first baseman Kemp. So runner at third, nobody out here. Bottom of the first inning for West Greene as Kendra Tharp stands in. Tharp looks at a ball low. One-oh pitch, high and away. Two balls, no strikes. Kendra Tharp this season, a .278 average. 17 RBIs on the year and one out there right now for her. 2-0 pitch, fly ball. This one into right field and foul, out of play. Fans over there on the hillside. Two balls and a strike, now the count. You're ready, Anna. 2-1 pitch. Here's a fly ball. This one popped up and behind the backstop, out of play. Evens up the count at two balls and two strikes. We're working all the way out here in right field. Left field. Man, sitting backwards, by the way, really screws me up. We're in left field. Here's a grounder to the shortstop. That's booted by DeLong, and a run will score. West Greene takes the lead. Now trying to take second and sliding in safely there is Tharp, but I think she overslide the bag. This turf, as DeLong booted that one, it will still score a run. Trying to be aggressive on the bags is Tharp, and she overslid it. See her foot come off right there. Great camera work from Brett Gambita. So one out as Tharp gets the single and an RBI. Well, that's an E. That's an error, rather. But she is retired. But run comes across. 1-0 Pioneers. For Emmeline Beasel. Base is empty. Grounder towards third. Fisher throw to first. That's in time. Two down. Brings up Caitlin White.
First baseman, number 17, Caitlin White.
Two outs and bases empty here for White. First pitch to her is a ball.
Hey, you got it, Rag.
White, a 246 average on the year for the Pioneers. Pitch low. Two balls, no strikes here to Caitlin White with 2 outs and bases empty. Pioneers getting a run in this bottom half of the first inning to take a 1-0 lead. It's a 2-0. Three balls, no strikes. White, two triples, three doubles on the year. 3-0 pitch to her. Line drive up the middle. That's a base hit into center field. Little two-out lightning for the Pioneers as Caitlin White is aboard. Brings up Josie Mason, the designated player. Mason, a 362 average with 21 RBIs on the year. Fouled away on the first pitch. Ball upstairs here to Mason. One ball, one strike. Winner of this one gets the winner of Carmichael's and Swickley Academy coming up next. 1-1 pitch. Soft grounder scooped up by the third baseman. Fisher, throw to first is in time, and that will end the inning. West Green scores one run on two hits, two errors, one left on the bases. We've played one. The Pioneers have a 1-0 lead over Southside here in the Whippeal Playoffs on Greensports.net and the NFHS Network.
Valley View Farm is the perfect venue for your wedding day. A rustic 1900s barn settled cozily among the rolling hills of Greene County, Valley View Farm provides a warm and welcome atmosphere. Weddings are the specialty, but Valley View is available to book for any event, and the barn is equipped with full heating and air conditioning to allow for year-round bookings. Wedding packages include a house DJ and a wedding coordinator, plus a staff that will take care of every need on your big day. To schedule a free tour, call 724-833-6426, valleyviewfarmvenue.com.
Royal Ivy Rentals has everything you need for your next event. Royal Ivy Rentals has recently purchased both Four Seasons event rentals and tent makers, and they're currently taking reservations for this fall and for 2022 events. Royal Ivy Rentals has tents in many sizes and can supply banquet tables, round tables, fill and chill tables, linens, chairs, tent lighting, a portable bar, dance floor, coolers, heaters, and even yard games. So whether it's a wedding, a birthday party, or just any old get-together, call Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. 724-998-5805.
Reagan Tate, Kelly Tingler, and Elena Fisher due to lead things off here in the top half of the second inning. Defense for the Pioneers, Sammy Zimmerman in the circle, Riley Yeager behind the dish. Emmeline Beasel with third, Kendra Tharp at short. First pitch in from Zimmerman is a ball. Katie Brudnox at second, Caitlin White at first, Madeline Roberts in left, Kyler Davis in center, and Kylie Davis is in right field. 1-0 pitch. There's a strike. 1-0. West Green has the lead over Southside. Top of the second inning. Pioneers plating a run on two hits and two errors in that first inning. Line drive, soft in front of the bag. It's second. Good, strong throw to get the out from Kendra Tharp. How about this play? Had to hurry it up. Good dig there by Caitlin White. 6-3, four retired in order for Sammy Zimmerman. And that'll bring up Kelly Tingler. This is a soft one right to the bag at second base. Stumbling, can't make the play. Brudnock tried. That was just really soft off the bat. And a little stumble there by Brudnock will allow Tingler to reach. Call that an infield hit. First hit of the ball game for Southside. Runner at first base now. First base runner for the Rams as Elena Fisher comes to the plate. First pitch to Fisher is low for a ball. One out, runner at first base for the Rams. Trailing West Green 1-0. Zimmerman winds and deals this one upstairs. Two balls, no strikes. Fisher on the season, a 419 hitter. Bouncer right back to the circle to Zimmerman. She gets one. Trying to turn the double play, doesn't work. Ball goes all the way back to the fence. Getting the wave to second is Fisher, and she'll be in there. So one out, recorded at second base. As Zimmerman gets the lead out there, Fisher reaches on the fielder's choice, and the errant throw, trying to turn two, advances her to second. Runner at second base, two outs now for Brooke McNary, the second baseman. Roller to the shortstop. Tharp, throw to first in time, and that'll end the inning. No runs, one hit, one error, one left on the bases. We go to the bottom of the second inning. West Green leading Southside 1-0 here on greensports.net, presented by First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County.
The Greene County Messenger is the county's number one news source. Since 1990, the award-winning news publication has provided the most comprehensive coverage of local news and sports, as well as unique feature stories and in-depth information about the people, places, and events throughout the community. Remember, the Messenger hits newsstands every Friday and also makes a wonderful gift for friends and relatives. Different, affordable subscription packages are available. Call 724-852-2251 for details. The Greene County Messenger, providing news, information, and services to enable our community to prosper.
My Dream Fields has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night and a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Pioneers carry a 1-0 lead here to the bottom of the second inning. West Green bringing Kylie Davis, Sammy Zimmerman, and Katie Brudnock to the plate in this inning. Right-handed batter Davis stands in. First pitch to her is a ball. Davis batting 239 on the year. Roller to the bag at first, and just making the tag there is Allie Kemp for the first out.
Good job, Al.
One down here in the bottom of the second brings up Sammy Zimmerman. Posing pitcher here for Reagan Tate. Zimmerman batting 318 on the year. Tate's first pitch is a ball. Zimmerman with one home run at the plate. Takes a look at a strike. One ball, one strike the count. Tate takes her time, now delivers. Leaves that one outside. It's a 2-1. Out in front of that one. Wave and a miss. Evens up the count at two balls and two strikes. Glad to have you along here on greensports.net, presented by First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Video on the NFHS Network. 2-2 delivery. Fly ball foul down the right field line. West Green trying to get back to the semifinals. Defeated Southside in extra innings a season ago in a 4-3 win. Ground ball to the second baseman. McNary boots it into right field and aboard safely at first is Sammy Zimmerman.
Number 22, Katie Brudnock.
West Green has a base runner here in the bottom half of the second inning. Leading 1-0, Katie Brudnock comes to the plate. Brudnock swings over top of a strike. The 0-1. Line drive through the hole on the left side of the infield. That'll move up Zimmerman to second. Brudnock with a single. Puts runners at first and second base. Just one out here in the bottom half of the second. West Green trying to add on to a 1-0 lead. Pioneers scoring that run in the first inning. Now here's Riley Yeager. 9-spot batter in the Pioneers lineup. Right-hander stands in. First pitch is way upstairs, past the catcher, Pulcher, and taking both second and third, Brudnock and Zimmerman on the wild pitch. One oh the count to Yeager, two runners in scoring position. Does have 8 RBIs on the year. She gets a strike there. 1-1. Yeager, the freshman, a 138 average. Just misses. One-one. Grounder past the bag at second. One run will score. Rounding third, headed for home is Brudnock. It's a 2-RBI single for the 9-spot batter, Riley Yeager, and West Green takes a 3-0 lead. Yeager in at second base. Still just one out, and back to the top of the order for the Pioneers and Madeline Roberts. And Beazle running it second now for the catcher, Yeager, as a courtesy runner. The lefty, Roberts, stands in, trying that slap. Slaps this one foul. Roberts with a single. And a run scored in that first inning. Pioneers with 2 runs across in this frame to take a 3-0 lead here in the bottom of the second inning. Roberts tries to slap this one. This one goes foul as well towards the bag at third. No balls, 2 strikes now the count on the 1-spot batter, Roberts. Pioneers with 4 hits in the ballgame. The 0-2. Roberts looks at a ball. Beazle at second, running for Yeager. As the pitcher, Reagan Tate, winds and deals. A slap right to the glove of the third baseman, Fisher, but she can't squeeze it. In and out of the glove and aboard at first base is Madeline Roberts. Oh, just could not get the squeeze. And holding at second base there is Beazle. I think that's got to be an error, right? Puts runners at first and second base now with just one out for Kendra Tharp. That one in the turf a little low. Artificial surface here at Trinity with the blue infield, the blue warning track. Fly ball. This one out of play. Parking lot over there. I moved my car way up. I'm up by like the football field gate, just in case. Thank you. Another fly ball, this one into right field, and making the grab there is Graff. Tagging from second to third is Beasel. Runners will advance as Tharp flies out to right. So two runners in scoring position here in the bottom of the second inning for the Pioneers. Holding on to a 3-0 lead here, trying to add on as Beasel will stand in. The line Beasel looks at a ball low. Grounder past the second baseman into center field. One run will score, rounding third and coming home is Roberts. It's a two-run RBI single for Emmeline Beasel, and West Green adds two more.
Number 17, Caitlin White.
And brings up Caitlin White. Runner will take second. Five nothing Pioneers in the bottom half of the second inning. Two outs. Runner now at second base for West Green. Four runs across in this frame. Caitlin White, the eighth batter to appear at the plate for the Pioneers in this frame. 1-0. Swing and a miss. Fly ball, this one hit well into right center field, on the run, making the catch. A nice play by the center fielder, Melodia Pavlovich, and that ends the inning. Nice play defensively there for the Rams. But West Green scores four runs on four hits. There were two errors and one left on the bases. We've played two. It's West Green 5, Southside nothing here on greensports.net, presented by First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County.
What would our community look like without First Federal of Greene County? The fundraising event without a sponsor. The sports team with no name on the back of the jersey. Fortunately, we don't have to wonder. At First Federal of Greene County, we're proud to be your community partner. We make a choice every day to support you, your passions, your needs. Next time you have the option of how to bank, where to get your mortgage loan, who to work with, we hope you keep your local bank in mind. By supporting us, you're supporting the places you live, work, and play. You're supporting your neighbors and friends, because together we can make our community stronger. Together we can give back. Together we can help those in need. Together we can.
Addy Graff of the ground ball to first base and tagging the bag there. Caitlin White to get the out.
Center fielder, number 44, Melodia Pavlovich.
Brings up Melodia Pavlovich. One out, base is empty. Top of the third, West Green leading 5-0. First pitch to Pavlovich, swung on and missed. One showing bunt, gets it down, charging in the first baseman, throw over to first, good cover there by Brudnock as Caitlin White retires. Pavlovich, the nine spot batter. There's a helicopter somewhere you can hear. I can't help, right above us, right? Can't help but think that's part of our problem with our camera and our wireless that keeps going out. Did change the channel. Did it come back? Okay. And back to the top of the order here for Alec Kemp. Ground ball to the shortstop. Tharp One, two, three. Great defensive inning for the West Green Pioneers. As Southside is retired in order, we go to the bottom of the third. West Green 5, Southside nothing here on Greensports.net, presented by First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County.
Who better to get your pharmaceutical services from than local familiar faces you can trust? Here at McCracken Pharmacy, we aim to provide just that. Our mission is to take care of you in Greene County. We are a full-service pharmacy that offers an auto-refill program that arranges all of the patient's medications so that they are filled at the same time each month. We provide a full line of adult vaccinations, which are available to the general public without appointment. Don't hesitate to use our friendly delivery services, which bring medications to homes all over Greene County. Check out our website, mccrackenpharmacy.com, and download our app. McCracken Pharmacy, 595 East High Street in Waynesburg.
Been all West Green thus far. As we head to the bottom of the third inning, Josie Mason, Kylie Davis, and Sammy Zimmerman due to bat. West Green with this 5-0 lead, adding a run in the first, four in the second. There's a grounder to the third baseman, and Fisher, throw to first, is in time. Brings up Kylie Davis, who grounded out to first base her first time up. One out, base is empty here in the bottom of the third. Reagan Tate winds and deals. First pitch into Davis, misses for a ball. One-oh swung on and missed.
Come on, Rag, you got
one ball, one strike. Swung on and missed again. One ball, two strikes now to Kylie Davis. One, two is a line drive past the second baseman and into center field. A one-out single for Kylie Davis. Pioneers have another base runner. Brings up Sammy Zimmerman. Reached on an error her first time up. Runner at first with one out for Zimmerman. Looks at a ball away. West Green played a couple of games non-section after the section season ended. 1-0 the bunt, trying to get the sacrifice, and that is foul. After finishing up section play, took on McGuffey, playoff team in 3A softball. Bentworth, quarterfinalist so far in 2A, trying to advance to the semis tomorrow. Clay Battelle and Waynesburg. Pitch there just misses. Losses to McGuffey, Bentworth, Waynesburg, and their only win, Clay Battelle, after finishing the Section 8-2. Fly ball into right on the run. Not able to make the catch. There is Graff. Rounding second now is Davis. Davis to third. Gets the go sign from Billy Sims. Ball comes into the infield. And scoring is Kylie Davis. The Pioneers add another to make it 6-0. And standing up at second base is Sammy Zimmerman. The air's really hurting Southside here today is Graff could not make that catch out in right. We'll have a courtesy runner for the pitcher. Let's see if Brett can zoom in and see who that is for me. As Brudnock stands in now. Brudnock with a ground ball over to first for the out. Two outs. And that advances the runner to third base.
Number 80, Ryan Yeager.
This is Melanie Shreve, by the way, running for Zimmerman. Courtesy runner. Now a fly ball. One hops in front of Pavlovich in center field, and that'll score another run. Shreve crosses the plate. Big hit there for the Pioneers to make it 7-0.
Courtesy runner, number 5, Elena Beasley.
And Riley Yeager with three RBIs in the ballgame. Seven nothing. Wes Green is the slap hitter. Roberts now at the plate. Fouls the first pitch away. Another foul ball here. No balls, two strikes to Madeline Roberts, batting for the third time in three innings. Pioneers bringing three more runs. Two more runs across in this frame. Getting ahead of myself a little bit. The 0-2. Trying to slap again, and it's fouled away. Roberts with two runs scored, reached on a single and an error. Errors have really plagued the Rams in this game thus far. Five of them in this first three innings. 0-2 once again to Madeline Roberts. Gets a ground ball to the shortstop. DeLong with a throw to first, not in time. Infield single. Puts runners at first and second base. Beasel running for Yeager at second, Roberts at first, and Kendra Tharp to the plate. Tharp, 0 for 2.
I'm at Trinity watching softball.
Reached on an error. And there's a line drive to the bag at second. McNary snags it, and that ends the inning. But the Pioneers score two more runs on three hits, one error, and two left on the bases. We've played three. West Green, 7. Southside, nothing here on greensports.net. Presented by First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County.
Touchdown, Waynesburg!
Ever wanted to work behind the scenes of a sports broadcast? Waynesburg University's Department of Communication gives you the opportunity to do just that. Our students produce the show, call the action, and tell the story as it happens. Or get involved in the sports information side, taking stats, PA announcing, and delivering the results to a growing sports audience. The Waynesburg University Department of Communication is waiting to hear from you. So what are you waiting for?
For more information, visit waynesburg.edu.
Three and four spots due up this inning. One pitch and a fly out from Emma DeLong. Popping out to second base as Brudnock camps underneath it. One out. In the top half of the fourth inning, Pioneers with a 7-0 lead. Southside at the plate. Ariel Polcher coming to the dish. Zimmerman has faced just one more than the minimum. Fly ball, this one crushed into left center field, back to the wall, and this one is gone, and down goes our camera. Down goes the camera in center field. It's a solo shot for Ariel Poulcher. And Southside is on the board. Davis gave it everything she got, crashed into the wall. And that might not be good for us there, Brandon. Brandon, why don't you go check that out over there, pal? It's in a couple of pieces. That's not good. I guess he didn't have that on replay coming right at us. Let's run that again. Just the second hit of the game for Southside. See that go right past us? I hope that's okay. Even Brandon Bennett out there even fixing the fence here. As Reagan Tate stands in. Ariel Poulcher with a solo shot to left center field. And now a line drive to second base. Ends up dying right in front of the second baseman, Brudnock, who flips it to first for the out. Two down in the inning now. And Kelly Tingler at the dish. We've already lost one of those cameras this year. Ball low. I don't like this. Our producer, Brandon Bennett, walking back with it, by the way. We might not have that look in. Nope. Yep, doesn't sound good. Ball upstairs. Kelly Tingler. We got cables broke. Got all kind of things broke. Oh, yeah. Oh, our guy Jason Tennant's going to love that. Three balls, no strikes here to Kelly Tingler. Called strike finally here delivered. Southside getting a run in this inning, a solo home run that has crushed our camera. See what we could do for Carmichael's game now. And there's a walk. Ball high. So two down with a runner aboard, one across in the inning for the Rams, trailing West Green 7-1 here in the top of the fourth inning. Glad to have you along on greensports.net and the NFHS Network. Soft bouncer to shortstop, and Kendra Tharp tags the bag, gets the out there. She did not have to try to turn two. Wouldn't have had the play at first if she did, but did not need it as that lead runner retired. Southside scores a run on a hit, no errors, a walk, one left on the bases. We've played 3.5. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. West Green leading Southside 7-1 here on greensports.net, presented by First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County.
What is Kinetic Fiber Internet? It's internet at the speed of light that helps you do everything better. It's a dedicated connection to your home that keeps everyone connected at the same time. It's cutting-edge technology that grows with you and lets you browse, stream, and game with virtually no lag or buffering. Ultra-fast, ultra-reliable Kinetic Fiber Internet. Internet better.
At Shaft Drillers International, we're a world leader in construction. We deliver industry-leading blind bore shaft, abandoned well and new hole drilling, geotechnical, carbon capture, solution mining, and water resource development solutions grounded in integrity, safety, and community. We don't just deliver construction solutions. We volunteer and invest in our community. Visit shaftdrillers.com to learn more and to discover rewarding career opportunities.
Emmeline Beasel stands in, looks at ball one high. He's coming to bat this inning, Beasel, White, and Mason. Another pitch high, two balls, no strikes. Here to Beasel. This one fouled away. Two balls and a strike. Bouncer. Right side, scooped up and retired at first base.
First baseman, number 17, Caitlin White.
One down here in the bottom of the fourth for Caitlin White. Pioneers leading by six. First pitch to Caitlin White. It's a ground ball past the bag at second and into center field. Caitlin White with her second hit of the day. A one-out single puts her aboard at first base. And brings up Josie Mason. 0 for 2. Looking for her first hit. She's the only player in the West Green lineup that has not reached base. Looks at a ball high. Pioneer scoring one run in the first, four in the second, two in the third. Still looking for their first run here in the fourth inning, but up 7-1. That one in the turf. Two balls, no strikes here to Josie Mason. Another one high, three balls, no strikes. And there's a strike delivered. Take all the way there was Josie Mason. Three balls and a strike. And a ball low walks Mason. Runners at first and second base for the Pioneers with just one out. Bottom half of the fourth inning, leading 7-1, and Kylie Davis coming to the plate. Davis 1 for 2 with a run scored. Had a single in the third inning. Showing bunt, fouls this one back. One just missing. One ball, one strike here to Kylie Davis. Zimmerman on deck. Winner gets the winner of Carmichael's and Swickley Academy. This one fouled away. One ball, two strikes. That game coming up next here on greensports.net and the NFHS Network. Southside out of Beaver County finished tied with Swickley Academy in the section standings. Both of them behind Union as that one bounces in. Two balls, two strikes now. West Green, 8-2, two losses to Carmichael's, finishing in the second spot. Defeating Jefferson Morgan twice despite the Rockets getting that win over Carmichael's earlier this year. Ground ball to the shortstop. Get the lead out at third. So the fielder's choice there for Kylie Davis. Keeps runners at first and second base, but the lead out retired in Caitlin White. Two outs in the inning. Runners at first and second base still. Fly ball, this one into right field and over the right fielder's head. Graf can't make the catch. Mason scores. Rounding third and headed home is Kylie Davis. Two more runs for the Pioneers, and standing up at third base is Sammy Zimmerman. Nine, one, Pioneers. And Katie Brudnock at the plate. Shreve will run for Zimmerman out at third base. Brudnock, little blooper into right field in front of Graf, and that'll score another. Shreve comes in to score. It's 10-1, Wes Green here in the fourth. Brudnock with her second hit. RBIs galore for the Pioneers. Putting up double digits now. A 9-1 lead. Ground ball past the bag. It's second. Another hit here for Wes Green. Brudnock to second. Jaeger 3-for-3 in this ball game out of the 9 spot. With four RBIs and back to the top of the order for Wes Green. It's Madeline Roberts batting for the fourth time in four innings. We might be getting some sort of change here. Wes Green wanting to talk, or is it Southside who wants the timeout? It is the Rams as they come out to talk to the pitcher, Reagan Tate. Will step aside here on greensports.net, presented by First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County.
The cost of living is crushing Pennsylvania families. Property taxes are too high, electric bills keep climbing, and it's hard to make ends meet and plan for the future. I'm Senator Cameron Bartolotta. I'm working hard to lower taxes so you keep more of what you earn. I'm working to make Pennsylvania more business-friendly to attract investment and grow our economy. I'm committed to lowering your energy costs by protecting reliable, affordable power. On May 19th, I'm asking for your vote so I can keep fighting for a more affordable Pennsylvania. Paid for by Cameron for Senate.
Out of the timeout, it's top of the order. We are going to have a pitching change. That'll do it for Reagan Tate. 3 times through the order was enough for Tate. 10-1. Wes Green has the lead here in the bottom half of the fourth inning. Still runners at first and second base with two outs. And the pitching change now for Southside. Now in the circle for the Rams. Where'd that, I think that's Allie Kemp in the circle now. So Kemp comes in from first base. Throw back to second base, and back in there safely is Brudnock. I think we had a straight switch there. Kemp and Tate first and pitcher. It's Kemp now looking at Roberts. Again, a throw back down to second, and back in time is Brudnock. So Allie Kemp on to pitch. Her numbers here in a moment. Roberts trying to slap it again. Slaps this one foul right to Billy Sims, who can't make the catch. Standing down there at third base. Kemp on the year in the circle has dealt 18 and two-thirds innings with a 3.0 ERA. Again, the Rams without Ringhoff did the majority of the work this season. Swing and a miss. I think she got a piece of that. I guess she did, and coming all the way around to third and then home. Oh, my goodness. Pioneers with some aggressive base running score another. Brudnock on the swing and a miss takes third. Catcher wasn't paying attention, and Brudnock goes all the way home. Heads up base running as the Pioneers pick off another. And coming all the way to third base is Beasel running for Jaeger. And Roberts still at the plate. Thought that was a foul ball. It is not. The Pioneers score another. Roberts pops this one up and out of play. Heads up base running by the Pioneers. Roberts, the eighth batter of the inning for West Green. It's 11-1. Ground ball, foul, past third base. Get on that slap from Roberts. Billy Sims wants to send a message. Now in Mercy Rule territory, the Pioneers up 10. It's 11-1, bottom of the fourth, three outs at the top of the fifth, but then the ballgame. Roberts looks at a ball in the turf, and that's ball four. And that puts runners on the corners. And now the ninth batter of the inning coming to the plate, Kendra Tharp, also batting for the fourth time in four innings. Tharp, 2-1-for-3, that is. Ground ball to the left side. That'll score another run. Pass the shortstop DeLong, an RBI single for Kendra Tharp. Roberts at second, Tharp at first, and coming home to score, Beasel in for Yeager. It's 12-1, West Green. And back to the plate here in the fourth is Emmeline Beasel, who led things off the grounder. And a pass ball here past the catcher will advance the runners. Two runners in scoring position still for the Pioneers. 10th batter of the inning at the plate, up 12-1. There's a ball. Beasel 1-for-3. Popped up into the netting here for a strike. Carmichael's set to square off against Swickley Academy at 7 o'clock. Winner of this one will face the winner of that one in the WPIL semifinal on Thursday. Ground ball off the glove of the third baseman in Kemp. And coming in to score, is Madeline Roberts. It's 13-1, West Green. Make it 14-1. As Kendra Tharp also scores, there's another one. Shot up the gap. Three straight singles now for West Green. Tharp, then Beasel, now Caitlin White. 14-1 the score in favor of the Pioneers. Still runners at first and second. The wheels coming off here for Southside. Yeah. Josie Mason pops one up, and it's off the glove of the shortstop DeLong. Another run will score. Beasel comes around this time, 15-1 West Green. Mason aboard on the air.
Right fielder, number 2, Kylie Davis.
And Kylie Davis hits one. It's off the glove of the third baseman, but there for the force out to make the tag and finally end this inning. As West Green pours it on here in the fourth. Eight runs.
The integration of California Clarion and Edinburgh are resources that
seven hits. One error, two left on the bases.
Your story becomes a cherished part
of it's 15-1 Pioneers as we go to the fifth here on greensports.net, presented by First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
We head to the top of the fifth, a line drive into right field to lead things off from Brooke McNary and right into the glove of Kylie Davis. One down. West Greene needing now just two outs to win this ball game. Brings up Addie Graff, the left fielder. West Greene looking for a mercy rule win. In fact, one more run in that bottom half of the fourth would have ended the ball game. Swing and a miss, strike one here to Addie Graff. Southside with just two hits in the game, one of them a solo home run, which gave the Rams their only run of the ball game. 0-1's a called strike two. No balls, two strikes here to the eight spot batter, Addie Graff. Took extra innings last year to defeat Southside. Pioneers trying to do it in a mercy rule way. 0-2 pitch way off speed, bounces in for a ball. You're just joining us. We had that solo home run by Southside had a collision in center field and lost our center field camera. 1-2 pitch, low and inside, two balls, two strikes. We'll have the Carmichaels in Swickley Academy game coming up next here on Green Sports and NFHS. 2-2. Upstairs, so after being ahead 0-2, three straight balls here thrown by Sammy Zimmerman. Full count, bases empty with one out, top half of the fifth inning. Southside needing four runs to keep this ball game going. Trailing West Greene 15-1. Here's the payoff pitch. This one skied up, foul and out of play down the first baseline as the wind picks up here on the hill at Trinity. Let me tell you, that wind feels good today on a sunny day, but put us on top of that press box during football, and it's not fun. That one bounces in, and that's ball four. Just the second walk issued in this one by Zimmerman. Has one strikeout in the circle. Fly ball, and this one out of play. To Miladia Pavlovich. One out with a runner at first for Pavlovich. Looks at a ball. Runner thought about going. No throw down as she retreats back to first. Does Graff. Low, not able to keep it in front of her as Jaeger, and taking second is Graff now. The wild pitch. Two balls, one strike to Pavlovich. West Greene needing just two outs to end the ball game. There's a called strike. Two balls, two strikes, now the count to Pavlovich. Zimmerman stands in, winds and deals, the 2-2. Pavlovich lays off, that one low, and runs the count full once again.
A 15-1 lead right now for West Green in the top half of the fifth inning. Pioneers needing just two outs to end the ball game in a mercy rule. Runner at second base. Payoff pitch. It's a bouncer foul. Up that first baseline and to the West Green dugout. Nine spot batter, Pavlovich. Standing in. Zimmerman. Payoff delivery. It's a grounder. And taking it at first base easily there is White. She tags the bag. Advances Graff from second to third, but two outs in the inning now. West Green an out away from advancing to the Whippeal semifinal. We could be setting up ourselves an all Green County semi. Fly ball, right center field, on the run and making the catch, Kyler Davis. And that ends the ball game. A nice web gem to end it. A walk and one left on in the fifth inning. A 10-run win for West Green, the Pioneers, with a 15-1 statement victory here in the quarterfinal. And the Pioneers are on to the semi on Thursday. We'll step aside, recap this one for you, and name our McCracken Pharmacy Player of the Game when we come back here on greensports.net, presented by First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County.
Valley View Farm is the perfect venue for your wedding day. A rustic 1900s barn settled cozily among the rolling hills of Greene County, Valley View Farm provides a warm and welcome atmosphere. Weddings are the specialty, but Valley View is available to book for any event, and the barn is equipped with full heating and air conditioning to allow for year-round bookings. Wedding packages include a house DJ and a wedding coordinator, plus a staff that will take care of every need on your big day. To schedule a free tour, call 724-833-6426, valleyviewfarmvenue.com.
Royal Ivy Rentals has everything you need for your next event. Royal Ivy Rentals has recently purchased both Four Seasons event rentals and tent makers, and they're currently taking reservations for this fall and for 2022 events. Royal Ivy Rentals has tents in many sizes that can supply banquet tables, round tables, fill and chill tables, linens, chairs, tent lighting, a portable bar, dance floor, coolers, heaters, and even yard games. So whether it's a wedding, a birthday party, or just any old get-together, call Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. 724-998-5805.
The Greene County Messenger is the county's number one news source. Since 1990, the award-winning news publication has provided the most comprehensive coverage of local news and sports, as well as unique feature stories and in-depth information about the people, places, and events throughout the community. Remember, the Messenger hits newsstands every Friday and also makes a wonderful gift for friends and relatives. Different, affordable subscription packages are available. Call 724-852-2251 for details. The Greene County Messenger, providing news, information, and services to enable our community to prosper.
Back here at Trinity, West Green, your winner 15-1 over Southside out of Beaver County, and the Pioneers are on to the WPIL semifinal on Thursday against the winner of Carmichael's and Swickley Academy. West Green wasted no time in this one, scoring one run in the first inning, four in the second, three in the third, but then exploded in the fourth inning. Eight runs on seven hits as the Pioneers continued to just run it up there in that fourth inning, make it that 10-run game. Couldn't quite get to the 15-run there in the bottom half of the fourth, but taking care of business in the top half of the fifth inning. West Green allowing just a couple of base runners in the entire ball game. Three base runners for Southside, plus they also had the solo home run. The Rams getting that one run in the fourth inning, a solo shot by Ariel Pulcher, but it just was not enough as just an offensive explosion for the Pioneers, scoring those 15 runs on 16 hits. They also capitalized on six Southside errors and left six on the bases. Southside, one run, just two hits in the ball game. Again, those six errors and left three stranded, all of them reaching due to two walks and a single leaving them stranded, but just not enough out of Southside today. It's time to name our McCracken Pharmacy Player of the Game.
Who better to get your pharmaceutical services from than local familiar faces you can trust? Here at McCracken Pharmacy, we aim to provide just that. Our mission is to take care of you in Greene County. We are a full-service pharmacy that offers an auto-refill program that arranges all of the patient's medications so that they are filled at the same time each month. We provide a full line of adult vaccinations, which are available to the general public without appointment. Don't hesitate to use our friendly delivery services, which bring medications to homes all over Greene County. Check out our website, McCrackenPharmacy.com, and download our app. McCracken Pharmacy, 595 East High Street in Waynesburg.
You just never know who's going to break through in a game like this, where West Greene, everything was moving. A lot of good stat lines today for a bunch of West Greene Pioneers. But how about this one? 3 for 3, 2 runs scored, an extra base hit, and 4 RBIs. No, that's not some senior. No, it's not the best hitter on the team. It comes from none other than Riley Yeager, the catcher in the 9 spot, the underclassman, with a tremendous ball game today. Scored 2 RBIs there in that second inning to give West Greene that early lead. A single in the third, a single in the fourth, scored another run. She was just tremendous today. Riley Yeager, our McCracken Pharmacy player of the game. And West Greene advances to the semifinals once again. Could it be an all Greene County final? We won't know until after our 7 o'clock game, Carmichael's and Swickley Academy, coming up next here on greensports.net and the NFHS Network. Thank you so much to my broadcast partner and producer there, Brandon Bennett, Brett Gambita over there on the cameras. We're going to try to get things fixed up for you for our next game as well. So hopefully we can get these technical issues out of the way and maybe save that camera that went down in that south side home run. There's Scott Donnelly coming across our camera as well. Today's game on greensports.net has been brought to you by First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. People you know, people you can trust. Also brought to you by CNX Dream Fields, making your dream field come true. McCracken Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy. Iron Synergy, creating tomorrow's energy today. Waynesburg University, grow with us at Waynesburg. Cornerstone Care, creating healthier tomorrows today. Kinetic, internet better. Shaft Drillers International, combined strength, unparalleled resources. Visit Greene. Greene County has something for everyone. Visit Greene.org. The Washington County College Center, operated by the Community College of Beaver County. By Valley View Farm, a premier wedding and event venue, valleyviewfarmvenue.com. By Camera Bartolotta for Pennsylvania Senate. Find out more at cameraforsenate.com. By Royal Ivy Rentals. When planning your next event, call on Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. And by the Greene County Messenger, the county's number one news source since 1990. The Pioneers are headed to the WPL semifinal on Thursday. Of course, we'll have it for you here on greensports.net. A big win for West Greene here in the quarters. The Pioneers take down Southside 15-1 in 5 innings. Thanks so much for watching. We'll see you next time on greensports.net, presented by First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County and the NFHS Network.